Not long after, Théodwyn took sick, and died, to the great grief of the king. Her children he took into his house, calling them son and daughter. He had only one child of his own, Théodred his son, then 24 years old, for the queen Elfhild had died in childbirth, and Théoden did not wed again. Éomer and Éowyn grew up in Edoras, and saw the dark shadow fall on the hall of Théoden. Éomer was like his fathers before him, but Éowyn was slender and tall, with a grace and pride that came to her out of the south from Morwen of Lossarnoch, whom the Rohirrim had called Steel-Sheen. The third line began with King Éomer Éadig. He was born in 2991. When still young, he became a Marshal of the Mark, and was given his father's charge in the East Marches. In the War of the Ring, Théodred fell in battle with Saruman at the crossings of Isen. Therefore, before he died on the fields of the Pelennor, Théoden named Éomer his heir, and called him king. In that day, Éowyn also won renown, for she fought in that battle, riding in disguise, and was known after in the mark as the Lady of the Shield Arm. For her shield arm was broken by the mace of the Witch King, but he was brought to nothing. And thus the words of Glorfindel long before to King Eärnor were fulfilled, that the Witch King would not fall by the hand of man. For it is said in the Songs of the Mark that in this deed Éowyn had the aid of Théoden's esquire, and that he also was not a man but a halfling out of a far country, though Éomer gave him honour in the mark and the name of Holdwine. This Holdwine was none other than Meriadoc the Magnificent, who was master of Buckland. Éomer became a great king, and being young when he succeeded Théoden, he reigned for 65 years, longer than all their kings before him, save Aldor the Old. In the War of the Ring he made the friendship of King Elessar, and of Imrahil of Dol Amroth, and he rode often to Gondor. In the last year of the Third Age he wedded Lothiriel, daughter of Imrahil. Their son, Elfwine the Fair, ruled after him.